Hey girl, hey! Welcome to Taste of Taylor, my weekly podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Strecker, of the live daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show. So here's the deal. On my radio show, we're like married up in there, okay? Yeah, like till death do us part. Or until you want a divorce. Totally up to you. But this podcast is where we date. Yes, you date me. You like, you get to know me, you try me on, you feel me out. And this is where I get to woo celebs, tastemakers, and influencers into falling in love with me. Anyone who knows me knows I'm like a professional social climber. And yeah, I wear that title like a badge of honor. But for reals, my favorite part of being in the radio industry for 12 plus years is getting to meet interesting, inspiring, and exceptional people and getting them to talk about the pettiest things in the world. So if you love real talk with a touch of cattiness and a ton of laughers, then you're in the right place. I hope you enjoy this little snack. Girl, hey, welcome to another episode of my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. Today, I am so excited. I've been trying to get these rising stars into the studio to hang out with me. You probably know them as their Instagram handle, as well as the title of their podcast, Comments by Celebs, but they're actually two girls, two women who have actual names. Emma Diamond and Julie Kramer. Welcome to the show. Hey girls. Hey.
Thank you so much
for having us.
You guys are the talk of the town. Okay. So for anyone listening, so I love on this podcast to interview celebrities, and normally I just call them Bravo celebrities because that's like the only celebrities I really care about. but you know what? Actually, and anybody on E. So basically, right. Yeah. Okay. But you guys really cover all the celebs.
We do.
But I also love talking to influencers and tastemakers, which is absolutely what you guys are. And I just want to go on a journey of like what Comments by Celebs is, how you guys started it, how you know each other. I mean, you guys are boss bitches, and I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you.
You have this account that is, I mean, Vanity Fair wrote an article about the two of you. That's fucking crazy. So let's just like start at the very beginning. So like, what is Comments by Celebs for anybody who doesn't follow you guys? And if you don't, you're a foolish and do it immediately.
Okay, first of all, I've never gotten this much praise in my life.
Ever.
I wish you guys could see the enthusiasm with which she's talking. It is like, I love your hands. This is just amazing. Okay, so we started the account basically right when Instagram changed their algorithm.
Okay, when was that? A couple years ago?
It was April 2017.
You're like, I know the exact day and time. April 2017.
Yeah.
And wait. As an elder millennial, I get very confused. Why did they even change the fucking algorithm?
You know, it's a question that I don't have an answer to, but all I can say to Instagram is thank you, because we wouldn't be in existence if that didn't happen.
How about this? How did you guys even understand Instagram and social media well enough to know that that algorithm meant that you could start this company that you basically have?
So basically what happened was...
Or brand, whatever you guys would call it.
Yeah. Right. Brand. So basically, you know, if you're scrolling down Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And let's say Kim Kardashian Instagrams. And what it'll usually say is they'll show two comments at the bottom, and then it'll say like, view all 10,000 comments. What used to happen was that the two comments that would pop up were just the most recent. What happened when they made their first algorithm change was the two that popped up were of, quote, verified accounts. So all of a sudden, it was unearthing these comments that had been there the whole time, but we never saw before.
Because they're verified, so they get bumped up further.
Right.
So the more following you have, the bigger celeb you have, the further up the food chain you go in the comments.
Yes.
There we go.
So initially, there were only two spots where it's like celebrity comments could show up. It was only if you were there in the two when you were scrolling.
Right.
That's when we initially capitalized on it. So we made this account and we started screenshotting. But then Instagram, which... We never could take the full credit for it because it's not solely us. However, there have been articles written that credit accounts like ours and kind of like the Shade Room and others that were getting a lot of their content from the comment section. Instagram made their second change where now when you click on it, all of the verified comments go to the top.
Yes.
And that when that day happened, remember, Julie?
I remember that day. Literally, like, it's like engraved in my head.
When you're like, holy shit.
It was like a mix. It was like, part of us was like, are we about to be done here? But then I was like, but then people are so inherently lazy that no one's going to do the work that we did to like,
right.
And it was so amazing because in the beginning when it was just the two comments that would show up, there would be so many comments that people would like send us and we just couldn't find them because they would show up at the bottom, but they wouldn't show up for us. Like everyone's algorithm was kind of different like that and we would lose them. We don't lose any comments now because they're all at the top.
Thank you, Instagram.
Yes, yeah, seriously, thank you, Instagram.
Actually, fun fact that we've never spoken about is that, do you remember when...
With
when
each
that,
other or just in general?
Like in general slash maybe with each other. When that happened, the day that that happened, the way we found out about it was because Diplo left a really funny comment on Chris D'Elia's picture, and I was talking to Chris, and I said something like, or he said something like, this is so funny, and then I couldn't find it, and me, Chris, and Julie at the same time were like, wait, what just happened to Instagram? Do you remember?
Yes.
And
I do remember. We've never even spoken about it.
And I was like,
well, now give me the inside scoop. Tell me more. Tell me more. Hercules.
No, it was just so funny that like we discovered it together with Chris D'Elia, which is the most random thing ever. But he was like, I think something just changed. I was like, wait, why are there so many blue checks?
It took a minute to understand. We're like, oh, like this is what's happening now.
Yeah. So basically, comments by celebs, you guys are being touted as like the new form of paparazzi, right? So basically what you do is you spend, I don't even know, we'll find out, countless hours on social media, on Instagram, and you are looking for, because you can see so much subtle shade and just like the way relationships are through social media. And this so is something much. I recognized, like, I'm going to say about 7 years ago, I was married, and I had some people that were related to me through marriage that didn't adore me. And and I remember like you could see like when we were fighting or getting along based upon like how we interacted with each other on social media, right?
So true.
And I always wondered, did my audience ever take notice of it? Because like, you know, when I was married, obviously I'm not going to go in there and be like, we're fighting all the time. So, because I was just trying to keep peace in my life. So I would like tell stories about like, I love my in-laws. And then, you know, it was like, well, go back to the last 15 pictures. I haven't liked her picture fucking once and I will not. Yeah. And then when we were getting along, it was like, oh my God, fire emojis. Because she loved fire emojis. I hate them for that reason. But I do remember, or like, for example, I remember one of my good friends left a super snarky comment on my Instagram. So I had just turned 30. My husband, we were no longer together. He had bought me a Rolex for my birthday. And my friend said to me in my comment section, okay, I hope you love your husband as much as you love your watch. What a bitch, right?
Oh.
But I said to her, girl, you can't write that kind of shit. I have listeners and also, and like most of my listeners love me, but like I have trolls that are like going to eat that up and they're going to use it to say that I'm a gold digger and I'm not. And also it wasn't a picture of my watch. It was a picture of me on my birthday with my watch on my arm. Like, give me a break.
Right.
And I said, also, I have people that I'm like related to who are always looking to like dog on me and you are just giving them it on a silver platter. As my friend, they're going to take it as like gospel. And I remember she was like, well, I'm just snarky. And I said, no, but when I look at our other friends, you're like licking their inner butthole. So you're inconsistent. But right. Even just those small things, you could tell so much about like this friend of mine didn't really like me that much.
Right.
You know, and like it's just the amount that you can actually see if you go really like a deep dive into people's Instagrams, it really is crazy. I realized it on a selfish level, trying to protect my persona and stuff, but you guys geniusly realized that you could do this for celebrities. So now you guys are like, you can see who's fighting with whom, who's not getting along, who's shading who, or who's like best friends that we maybe never knew were best friends. So, I mean, that's really what you guys do.
Thank you. Yeah, no, totally. We always say that we feel like we've gotten this. First of all, that Rolex story is crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Wild.
It's literally wild. Yeah, it's wild. We always say that we feel like we have this really in-depth look at these people that we never had that before. And like a perfect example, I think, is let's say a couple months ago, I think it was, A-Rod commented on a picture of Vanessa Hudgens saying like that she looked pretty or something, and everyone goes wild like, oh my God, he's got, and we know because we are literally live in the comment section that J-Lo and Vanessa Hudgens are very close friends and the three of them interact constantly. So like, so we were like, I think we tweeted it or made it our story. Like, can everybody relax? This is first off, A-Rod is not cheating on J-Lo with Vanessa Hudgens. Second of all, in an event he's not going to post about it via an Instagram comment. Like, let's all relax. So it's just funny things like that, like subtleties that you wouldn't typically pick up, but we now have this like knowledge.
So now it's a brand. You guys obviously have a podcast to the effect of Comments by Celebs, but like this is a huge Instagram account at Comments by Celebs. But like in the beginning, was it just you guys were just like celeb obsessed and just kind of like loved to see the subtle shade that was going down? Is that how it all really started?
Yeah. We would send them to each other and we were like, oh my, like, especially like always like Courtney and Scott. We're like, oh my God, did you see Courtney and Scott? Like, that's always the example we go to when we say this. We would just send them to each other and then we're like, Emma was like, we have to do something with this. This is like, it's stupid to just keep it to ourselves because if we care this much, other people are going to also.
Absolutely.
Totally.
So how many hours would you say, like, you maybe have a before the algorithm, how many hours were you spending on Instagram finding, how long would it take to find something like shady or like notable?
Well, there's two things. First off, one of the reasons that it took so long was definitely because of the algorithm. So we didn't, like I said, the blue checks weren't all there. So we really had to scroll. Before that happened, I would say in the actual comment section, hours.
Yeah.
Like 4 hours, 5 hours a day.
I would say.
More, yeah. Maybe. Like, but when I say in the, I don't mean like just on the account. I mean really scrolling through people. What happened then was that not only did the algorithm change, we also created this massive group of followers who were equally as invested as we are. So the second something happens, we get it sent to us.
So they help you.
Yes.
Amazing.
They don't help us. It's not like they help us. They really like help us survive. And we've made that really clear. We don't like hide that at all. It's because we say to people, listen, if you think, if you see something and you think it's cool, yeah, there's a very high chance that we've already seen it, but just send it to us just because why not? So like that Jonah Hill one we posted last night, we literally got that sent to us 150 times.
But like, stop. Such a good example of that is like, with having people send it to us was the Travis Scott comment the other day where he was like,
tell me everything.
So, oh my
this
God.
Is crazy.
This is crazy.
So, talk as if the audience is not following you guys. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, because you may not be, but now.
Right. Right. But now you are.
Right.
But now you will be.
You guys are like, it's so funny because I'm so used to on our podcast. Like if you're listening, you follow and
it's like
see
inside
this
baseball.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there was a video that ended up going viral for another reason, but of a picture of Travis Scott,
yes,
looking like he was cheating on Kylie and kissing somebody, and an account put it up and was like, is this for real? The account had 230 followers, and Travis Scott commented like a whole thing and was like, this is ridiculous, like I don't have eyes for anybody but my wife, like stop trying to mess with like this whole thing. And somebody sent that to us. We would have never seen that. The account had 230 followers. It turns out that picture was from like, did you see this? It was a whole viral prank.
Oh my God. Okay.
What?
Let me break it down for everybody what happened. Okay. A couple of days ago, as Julie said, there was a picture that surfaced online. This picture, by the way, was to an account, like she said, with 230 followers. So it wasn't like, you know, E! News was releasing it. And
right.
It was someone who looked like Travis, or his hairstyle was similar. So that's why people were thinking that it was him, looking like he was making out with another girl. So of course someone posted and is like, wait, is Travis cheating on Kylie? Travis then comments like, it's my baby mama, it's my wife, I would never, you know, whatever. He goes crazy. So we post it. The girl that sent it to us were like, do you want us to credit you this? Because we would never have found this. And this is huge. When Travis Scott publicly denies cheating rumors, that's a story.
Right.
So we post it 36 minutes after he comments it. Of course, that goes viral the next day. There's a million articles. It's on every channel. Like, Travis denies cheating rumors. But everybody's still confused about the picture. Last night, it turns out that these two guys in the Bahamas staged an entire prank similar to the Justin Bieber burrito
thing. That tricked me. That got me.
Me too. Up like Travis solely to see if they could, quote, trick the internet, did this whole thing, and then released a video last night saying how it was completely fake. And he commented on the video being like shaking my head, and we posted it. But the whole point, first off, that's the on a personal note, the most disgusting thing ever. Like,
who are these? I mean, like, I know we as women like get called thoughts, but like, that's like man thought.
Like,
that's ridiculous.
So a burrito is one thing. This is like, they were like,
a relationship.
It's literally like, they were like, you know that burrito prank? Let's do it, but try and ruin a marriage.
Yeah.
Like, people are crazy.
Sick. So we posted it, obviously, and like, this was such so inception. Okay. No, it was, because in the video that we posted, that Travis then commented on, saying that the whole thing was a prank, when the guys were talking about it, they were saying like, yeah, so we really tricked the internet, and they're showing all the clips, and our post was in the clips that they showed.
Stop.
Crazy.
Are you with me?
Totally with you. Yeah. Yes. So, that is crazy. Okay. So let's talk also, cause I know this is fairly recent. You guys had a post about the Natalie Portman and Jessica Simpson thing.
Yes.
Okay. So first of all, what are your thoughts on that? So basically, and just to fill anybody in who didn't see it. So, and that this thing is, there's so much happening in any given day.
So
like
much.
How many stories you guys think that you're like putting out there on a daily basis?
The past 2 days we've done like 9 posts each day.
It's the holidays. I thought people were starting to go to St. Bart's and shit. Everyone's like, what is going on?
Let me tell you. Yeah, seriously. We said on the podcast last week, we were like, you would think that Ariana wouldn't drop her music video the same week Nick and Priyanka get married and Amanda Bynes reemerge. Like, do they not know we have a job here? Like,
could you guys be considerate to us?
Exactly. We're like, we'll get you guys on a Google calendar. Like,
let's all pick a date. They have to. What's that website where you can like pick a time? That's what celebrities have to do before they drop a story. Like,
let's spread this out, please, right? Because over the summer, nothing's happening.
Exactly.
Right. I'm like grasping at straws now. Okay, so let's talk about this Jessica Simpson, Natalie Portman thing.
Okay.
So what did you see first?
So first we saw that Jessica Simpson released this statement on Twitter and on Instagram basically saying, you know, to Natalie Portman, I guess Natalie did an interview. I don't really know all of the details.
I hadn't seen the interview before, had you?
No, I hadn't either. And she was upset. She was like, at Natalie Portman, I was upset when I learned about this recent interview that you did talking about my body and when I was wearing a bikini when I was a virgin, like basically saying that it was very anti like feminist kind
of. And Natalie said this in an interview.
Yeah, there was a picture of Jessica Simpson when she was young, and I guess what Natalie Portman had said was, I thought she was a virgin at the time, basically saying like, why is she wearing that, but also a virgin, which makes no sense.
Right.
The whole thing was a little misconstrued. Apparently, like, that's not what Natalie meant. Whatever. Anyway, so Jessica posted that. But
she decided to use her platform was Instagram.
Yeah. And Twitter.
Okay, and Twitter.
And so she posts this thing. And, of course, we were on the radar, like, constantly checking to be like, is Natalie going to comment? Because when someone addresses something, when you are addressing another public figure publicly, it's very obviously they're going to respond publicly.
Right.
Most likely, you know?
Wait. And do we think that, like, the celebrities are actually the ones that are doing this themselves? Because or do they have teams of people that are helping them and running their socials for them?
It so depends on the person. In this particular example, I think that there's about a 0% chance that statement from Jessica Simpson was written solely by her. Like, there's just no way.
Right.
But I wouldn't be shocked if Natalie Portman's comment was her.
No, I wouldn't be surprised at all. Either.
So Natalie then comes to the page and basically, this was literally the most civil, like, disagreement we've ever seen. She comes and is like, I am so sorry that upset you. That was not what my words intended. Like, I, you know, I'm obviously a supporter of women and all this stuff. And we had to post it because it was like, wow, what a, like, everybody should take notes here. Like, this is,
right.
You know, like,
it was just so, like,
the
anti-civil and like, nice. And like, but like, she was apologetic and.
Yeah, it was well done.
But were you guys happy with the way that went down, or did you wish it got messier?
No, we were thrilled. I think that, like, a big, not misconception, because I think if you follow, you like understand, is the fact that we've been named like the paparazzi kind of the internet,
right?
And, which is amazing and true. The only issue is that sometimes I think paparazzi has like a negative connotation.
Yes, that's very fair.
And it's so not our goal to be negative. There are so many really mean comments that we don't post, like really shady stuff that could very easily go viral. And every single day we turn down probably at least 6 comments. Is that right. Fair?
And you're saying shady things from other celebs?
Either shady things from other celebs or clapbacks that are just like really mean and like kind of vulgar. Or, you know, if we find something, like, this is a perfect example. There was a picture a couple days ago. It's not like a big deal at all. And Emily Ratajkowski, stunning, right? Like, just universal.
I have issue with her, but yes, okay. yes, but stunning for sure.
From an objective perspective, okay?
Beautiful.
And she posts this picture, and she looks gorgeous. And in the picture, there's like a shadow on her foot, which makes it look like her feet were dirty, which whether or not they were, I don't know. She's on a bed, and someone comments like, next time you get into the bed, like, wash your feet first. And she responds like, whoops. And I was like, you know what? There's not that that's shady or like super intense, but why do we want to now draw attention to this for her? Like, we're thinking about it from her sake. Like, if I was her, I don't want everybody knowing that I get into bed with my feet dirty. Like,
right.
Right.
It's not that people can't see that on their own, but we don't need to promote that. Same thing. Like, we'll never post a Chris Brown comment.
Really? Never. So when Chris Brown, on Rihanna's picture? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He commented something. Why do you think he did that though? Like, I want to get into the psyche of the celebrities.
I have
as
no
well.
Idea. But we spoke about this for a while because I think it's so disgusting. I hate Chris Brown. Like, I am, like, team, like, can't stand him. But, like, when you comment something on somebody that you have publicly, like, abused, like, to me, that's harassment.
I agree. I 1,000% agree.
Like, everyone was like, oh, my God. They're like, maybe he's trying to reconcile. Like, I don't see that as reconciliation or him trying to be nice. Like, that is harassment in my eyes.
Yeah, it's like, I almost feel like it's like a threat, like I'm watching you,
right?
In a weird way,
like,
you know.
Think about other couples like that. That have like, I'm trying to think of people who have.
Did you see anything with Ruby Rose?
What was Ruby Rose?
Again, this is one that we didn't post because it was just like we didn't want to get into it. But she commented something.
Oh yes,
she commented on her ex girlfriend's picture, like saying that she, like, hope all is well with you. You look so good, or like something. It was like a nice message, and the girl responded like, I have blocked you on every single platform. I am
have it like restraining orders.
I have
against
restraining
you.
Orders against you. Like,
stop.
I. Don't quote me on this because those aren't her exact words, but it was basically that. And she definitely said, I blocked you. Like, I'm asking you, please stop. Please stop. And she was like, okay, I'm so sorry. Like, that's
crazy.
But
this is what blows my mind though, because so I've been talking a lot about this on my show actually recently, how it's so interesting because, you know, I mean, like I told you guys, I started off at Cosmo Radio, which was obviously affiliated with the magazine. But, you know, I have friends that like work at like People Magazine and like, you know, whatever, like even like a in Style, like a Gossip Weekly, you know, and the publishing industry is in a really bad way right now. But, you know, before that was like People or like, let's say paparazzi taking pictures, like paparazzi is choosing to take a picture, right? And then a journalist is or like a gossip columnist is choosing to like go out there and get the sources and like spill the tea and like tell the secrets. But now I feel like we're getting the majority of our news from Instagram, thanks to you guys. And it's fucking incredible. But a part of me is like, wait, but are the celebrities now too much in control because they, you know, they're the ones like that determine I'm going to put this picture here. I'm going to make this comment here. Like, they're not getting like gotcha. Like, they're gotcha-ing themselves, if that makes sense. But then to hear that Ruby Rose story, it's like, well, actually, maybe left to their own devices, they tell more than they really, I mean, you would even think. Right. Like, they're not as savvy as you. I mean, this is an even better perspective into each individual celebrity.
That's how we feel about it, because it allows for this, like, I think, like, an authenticity. Yeah, you're right. The celebrities are more in control now than they ever have
been. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? In terms of, like, people who are seeking out gossip and stories.
When a celebrity's in control like that, like, with the paparazzi shots, it used to be like everything was very staged. Like, as natural as everyone thought it was, things were very staged.
That's a good point. And we
when
should
somebody
point that
was
out.
On vacation,
right. We were being tricked.
Right. When, like, somebody was on vacation, yes. In Mexico, like, the paparazzi didn't just happen to also be on vacation at the same time. Like, they were obviously called there for a reason. And I think that's something that we never really realized growing up, because we just, like, we're like, oh my God, how amazing that we get to see these pictures. Like, how crazy these people are on a boat staring at them from their private villa. And it's like,
yep.
How'd they get there in the first place?
You're right. So actually, celebrities have always been in control in some way, shape, or form.
Right. So I think also with Instagram, when they're left to their own devices and there's no team sitting there being like, you have to do this, this, and this. It's like, think about when you comment on your friend's picture without even thinking. Like,
right.
They're kind of doing the same thing now.
1,000%. Although we will say there are definitely certain celebrities where it is really calculated.
Oh, definitely. Like, okay, definitely. So who are, like, the best calculated celebrities that, like, never, like, really, really hard to get tripped up?
Well, there's two levels of being calculated, right? So, like, on the one hand, we have, like, the Nick and Priyanka situation where anybody can say, which, like, surrounding the wedding.
I think the wedding is fake.
We just talked about this all in our podcast.
I really do.
We don't, our, like, opinion is, like, we don't think it's fake. We do think the relationship is, like, very real. And personally, we're not behind that conspiracy. However, I think there's been so much publicity around it, more so than, like, your average wedding ever.
Right.
So, but something that they've both been doing, talking about from, like, a calculated perspective, is, for example, when they commented the first time, we broke the news the first time they commented on each other's pictures, it was at the exact same time.
Like to the second.
To the second.
Like, they were working together.
It was like they were sitting there and their team was like, 1, 2, 3, go.
Wow.
Whereas, like, that.
I have chills.
No, I know. Like,
I'm loving this.
that's like so intense. You know what I mean? That's calculated. But then there's the other. So then in terms of, like, not being, quote, tripped up, like, a Chrissy Teigen and John Mayer, they are just hilarious.
Hilarious.
And so just on it and so good. You know what I mean?
Like, but you really believe they're so authentic. There is no manipulation there's no intention for manipulation on their part. They're just, like, living their best life as honestly as possible.
With humility and humor. Yeah.
I genuinely, and people listening may think that that's really naive. I swear to you, that's how I feel about certain people, not everyone.
Right.
Like, I'm telling you, Kelly Ripa, she's just like how you feel like she is on Instagram.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that's why she claps back. So let's talk about clapping back too.
Okay.
In general. Because, like,
sure.
the thing is that I love is that, like, so comments by celebs, yeah, we're talking about celebs, but, like, we all live so much of our lives on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And I feel like we can learn lessons too, because, like, I'm not a celebrity, but I have a following, you know, an audience. So it's like when someone trolls me, because I do get trolled, it's like I can learn from celebrities in the way that they handle things too, as can, like, let's say, I don't know, a housewife in Ohio who's got, like, some bitchy mom of the PTA that fucking comes for her nonstop. Yeah. Like, we all experience the shade.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so when it comes to, so what are your thoughts on, like, responding to clapping back?
I think it's amazing. I think it's the best thing that has ever happened with social media.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Wait, from a standpoint of, like, excitement to watch it, or do you think it's actually, like, a good maneuver to clap back? Because I feel like when you clap back, you give the hater, you, like, reward them. Right or no?
As long as, on one hand, someone could say, I think it's, you know, possible that someone could say, wow, you're really validating them. If you just ignore it, it'll go away. Or if you just, it shows you're above it.
Hey, lovies. It's time for a quick break to talk about one of our new sponsors, Scentbird. I'm so psyched and honored that we're working with Scentbird. So it's a luxury perfume subscription service. And I love it for maybe a different reason than you're going to love it. I really feel like it's for everyone, whether you are kind of a bit of a baby with scents like me and you need, like, training wheels, or you're, like, a scent expert. You just, like, love freaking scents and you want to, like, mix and match and use them for all sorts of things. Everybody, men, women alike, Scentbird is for all. So here's my deal with scents. I am very scent sensitive. So I would say I probably like a little less than 50% of all scents out there. Like, I definitely, like, I have, like, a sensitive little nasal cavity. And so I find it very difficult to find a scent that I abso-friggin-lutely love. And so what ends up happening is I just give up, because I hate going to a department store, pushy people trying to sell me on all these different scents, then having to smell all the scents. I get, like, such a serious migraine. It's, like, no joke. And then I'll settle on something, but I can barely smell it by that point. And then I spend so much money on the bottle, and then I spray it when I get home and I don't like it or it gives me a headache, and then I'm stuck with this damn bottle. Scentbird has 450 designer brands, and you choose one every month. So let's say I want to try out a Gucci. I tried out Gucci recently, and it was actually fantastic. They've got Prada, they got Kate Spade, they've got Dolce & Gabbana, they've got everything. And quite frankly, it's kind of like you go on a monthly scent adventure. I think it's the best thing in the world. So pick a perfume of your choice. They'll send you a 30-day supply and free shipping at all times. And also just saying, I think it's a great gift for a friend or maybe for a boyfriend. Yes, they have colognes as well. I also think it's great because if you are like me and you're looking for your favorite scent, it's a great way to find your favorite scent without spending ridiculous amounts of money and also hurting your cute little nasal cavity. Also, there's some people who just like, you love a scent for something different. So you can like have like a work scent, a party scent. You can try out like a romantic date scent. Scentbird is really, it's for everyone. And that's why I always use scentbird.com. And we have an exclusive offer for you. You're going to get 50% off your first month today. That's going to be only $7.50 for your first perfume. Mm-hmm. That's scentbird.com/Taylor. And use my code Taylor for 50% off your first month. Again, scentbird.com/Taylor. Sign on. Smell amazing.
Yes, like I totally get that, and I can hold that opinion on one hand. At the same time, there is no way to embarrass someone more so than when you are fucking Chrissy Teigen. Can I curse?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, then let me say it again. When you're fucking Chrissy Teigen with 20 million Instagram followers and someone comments something ridiculous mom-shaming and you come back to them, and then not only do your fans, and Chrissy, by the way, has made it really clear, especially, did you see her tweet
she tweeted, saying,
like, I don't want you guys to bandwagon on hating this person, so that's not what we're saying, but everybody gets behind her and is like, yeah, you're right, that was so wrong, and then we post it, and then it gets articles. It's like, to me, that's like the classiest way to handle it.
Right. I think it's so also so interesting because, again, with celebrities being able to control their own narrative, like, think about 10 years ago, like, people didn't just start saying mean things about celebrities because the internet is out. Like, they've always said it. Now always. It's just celebrities have the ability to respond.
Right.
The celebrity wanted to respond to a rumor or a mean comment or one tiny little thing. Like, they had to have their publicist put out a statement or they had to do it on their own website or whatever. Now it's just like, they just get to reply, and it's like, here's something that a celebrity probably has always wanted to defend themselves about, and they've never had the opportunity to, and now they just can.
What do you think their PR teams though think of this? They must fucking hate it. Publicists must hate the ability to do this.
No, I'm telling you, they don't. We've had some inside information that publicists love it, actually.
Really?
Because for two reasons. One, and unless like, you know, unless it's something that's like gets really nasty and is just not good PR, but one, clapbacks pretty much regardless of what they are make headlines now, and no matter how famous you are, staying relevant is important, right?
Right.
So, like, one great way to stay relevant is literally just clapback. They love it for that reason. And also, it showcases a side of wit and humor that people didn't know. For example, and this is the example we always use because I think it's just the best one. Months and months ago, Kelly posted this picture of her and Mark, and someone commented like, oh, he's so short, such a shame for such a good looking guy, and she responded like, he's tall where it counts, babe.
Yep, I remember that.
You right. wouldn't typically think that your morning show host Kelly Ripa would be saying that, and here she is killing it, saying the most like a little sass, a little like, and people were like, wow, Kelly's so cool, and
it makes, like, her more likable. Exactly. She's sticking up for a man. She's actually like, she's edgy, much edgier than she can be on network television.
Exactly.
It's so fucking fascinating,
right? Isn't it?
It really is. Do you think that Donald Trump is definitely in control of his Twitter? I ask myself this all the time.
You know what? Based on the amount of spelling and grammatical mistakes, he has to be. Because anybody whose job that is to do that for a living and to handle his social media
would be fired.
Would be. I mean, also think about the amount of people that have been fired. What reason would he have to keep a social media person on that can't
exactly.
spell?
Exactly. So you're like, I picture, this is what I always do. I always picture him. I don't know why, but I've conjured up this image that he is sitting like George Costanza, naked, on a toilet in the morning, pooping either night before bed or early in the morning with that crazy hair on, and I believe his toilet is gold, and he is just like launching on people on Twitter. The second he walks out of the toilet, they're like, we can't let him be on the shitter for that long by himself. Right. Well, they're going to be like, no more phone in there. Like, he just destroys everything with one shit.
They like cut the Wi-Fi in the
bathroom. In the bathroom, because he's like, there's something wrong with the bathroom. The Wi-Fi doesn't reach in here anymore. They're like, no, you're good. The guy's coming later. We'll check it out.
Oh, an and it's a horrible visual. I don't love thinking of him like that. But I also like, so let's take Britney Spears, for example, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
so I'm really good friends with Heather McMahon.
Oh, oh, we just met her.
Die for her, right? And so she's Britney 911, and it's genius because it's like, yeah, right? Like, we've been worried about Britney for so long, but nobody's, we got to stick up for Britney. We got to save Britney from herself. But she was saying that because now she's like the Britney expert, that she gets like intel on Britney. And she said that she has, at, like, on very good authority, that Britney does have a, like, a PR. Whatever team that runs her social, but she really wants to be involved as well. So, like, basically the system is like she has to send in like three things, and then they get to pick out of what she submits, like what they're going to put up for the day.
And so weird, because I've heard that also, and I'm trying to remember who I heard that from and why I heard that, but I heard that exact thing also.
But Heather's like, can you imagine the poor like PR girl that has like literally nothing to work with?
Yeah.
And she's like, I guess we'll go with this one where like a TBT where you're like spinning like in a house in Malibu, right, and then you do like a dip like on like the right, on the railing, right. That she, her Instagram is so wacky.
It's
wild.
It's so Britney Spears though. It is.
Do you think it's like a disaster, or do you think it's genius?
I think it's
a combination. It's a beautiful combination.
If you had said to me in 2007 when she shaved her head, like, okay, Britney, she's gonna be okay. She's going to have a social media. What do you think it's going to look like? That's what I would have said. Yeah, exactly what it is.
Just, first of all, what's with the rolling of the shorts? That is so late 90s.
Yeah, but she does, like, to me, it's like she does it well. I don't know.
It's such a combination between, like, the weirdest videos and her son's drawings. And there's nothing else. That's it.
Wait, did you see the one where she was at the Ellen show and she was like sitting on the table? She's like, I'm just like sitting on this table because, like, I don't know, I'm feeling kooky. I'm like, why do they allow her to post this stuff? I mean, do they post it because she like makes them and she's the boss? Or like, do they post it because they know that it's like, I mean, I'm sorry, Brittany, but we're not laughing with you. We're laughing at you. But at least, but that has value.
No, totally. That's the thing. We're talking about it. So like, she's doing something right. You know what I mean?
And like you said before, as long as they're making news and they're being talked about, that's really all that matters.
Relevancy is important. Like, no matter how famous you are, it's something we've learned. We didn't recognize that was such a thing until we were contacted by certain people and certain publicists that were like, this is huge.
What you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Yes. Have you ever had celebrities like giving you a really hard time or their teams?
No, and that's very purposeful because we make such a conscious effort to not do something that will upset them. For example, if we get a comment and we get it submitted and we get the screenshot and then we go back to check and it was deleted, 99% of the time we'll contact that celebrity, especially if we have a relationship with them, and be like, hey, wanted to do this, saw it was deleted, want to make sure it wasn't you who deleted it. Like, if it was the troll, I don't care, that's your fault that you said this mean thing in the first place. But if the celebrity rethought it and deleted it, like, it may get picked up by someone else, but we don't want to draw attention to something that you wouldn't want attention drawn to. And
wow,
they are so receptive to that. Like,
yeah.
And we do that a lot. I mean, probably like not once, maybe a couple times a week that will happen.
So the moral of the story is it's better to work with them than against them.
Totally.
So you guys aren't gotcha. You don't do gotcha.
No, not at
no,
all.
No, not
news,
at all.
If
not
you
at
will.
All. The entire reason, not the entire reason, but I think one of the biggest reasons we've been so successful in getting the celebrity following.
Yes.
Is because they recognize that, like, quote, getting them is not our goal, and they are incredibly appreciative of that because it's not typical. Typically people are looking for like the things that you don't want seen, and we don't want to do that.
Right.
But then at the same time, like, but you guys do make headlines and you do get really great stuff, so the celebrities are just cool with that being out there.
Yeah, because the headlines, if you look at them, they're not, for the most part, they're not negative. It's like if I'm trying to think of an example of like someone, a male or female celebrity commenting on what's a good example of someone commenting like a hard eye emoji, and then that makes headlines of like, oh, so-and-so is trying to whatever. They have to be conscious of knowing that they're doing that. Like,
right.
There's no way that you can be
John and Halsey's example. Yeah.
Okay, so go.
So they've commented back and forth on each other's things. Just like, they both have a really great sense of
John
humor.
John Mayer and Halsey.
And,
yep.
And John.
Sorry. You know,
like,
John.
We talked about John.
Do you have John's contact information? No. I would like to reach out to him. He wanted to go on a date with me many, many years ago, and I'm still interested.
Wait, you didn't go?
No, well, he didn't ever called. He had said, like, his A&R rep said to my friend who was a receptionist at Sirius when I worked there, I interviewed him, and he said, by the way, who was that girl that John just interviewed with? And she said, that's my best friend Taylor. And she said, can we get her number for John? He was like really into that interview, like really wants to like reach out to her, maybe like, I don't know, go out for a drink or something. And I was like, he loves me. And then I fantasized about him calling me forever. Like, my dad was like, don't sleep with him. It was like, I was way too invested. And meanwhile, like, never did I hear from John Mayer. Let's be very clear.
That is such a good story.
But holy shit. Imagine if you did.
Imagine.
That's amazing.
You would have got another Rolex.
I know, right? I bet. No, I hear he's cheap. So John Mayer and Halsey. So they're doing heart emojis.
It's like a little more than that. Like they've just commented like funny things back and forth, but because of this relationship,
into flirting.
Yeah, well, it's a little flirty.
It was a little flirty. Yeah, but let's be really clear. It came off as flirtatious. It was, but I think it was also just like humorous. It came off as flirtatious because, as you obviously know well, and so do we, like, the press will run with anything. They want clickbait. They want anything. So when John comments something a little bit even potentially flirtatious, the next article is going to be John Mayer trying to slide into Halsey's DMs or whatever kind of thing, which he went on his Instagram Live and like denied it. But whatever. The bottom line is that there is no way in hell that they are both two of very mega celebrities commenting that and not knowing that it's going to be. Like, you can't say that and say, oh, I didn't know it was going to be seen. Of course they know it's going to be seen. So that's why I don't believe that they're upset when the articles come out, because it's like, you had to kind of expect this.
Right. Okay, so going back to your Vanity Fair article, which is like, I mean, crazy. For these two, tracking celebrities on Instagram is a full-time job. So they talk about, though, how these celebrities, you have celebrities that are like super on board and behind comments by celebs. So who are those celebrities that you would say are like the most behind you guys?
Well, the first example we always go to is Kelly Ripa.
Kelly Ripa.
She's been... I mean, just unbelievable. When a perfect example of how incredible she is, like as a human being, is that, as you know, we do a Sunday night, or for those of you who don't know, we do a Sunday night Teigen roundup where we post like the best of Chrissy Teigen's Twitter content.
And she's so good.
Yes. She's really good. And so it's become a thing that she's like one of the quote pillars of the accounts, right?
Uh-huh.
And so when she was going on live with Kelly and Ryan, Kelly texted us and was like, you guys should come. Like, I want you to meet her. I want worlds to collide. No, this wasn't like her publicist reached out. It was literally Kelly, because she's just that like real and authentic, being like, oh my God, I want you guys to meet. I need worlds to collide. And she invited us and we met Chrissy briefly because, you know, obviously she has a job and like it was running a million places. But
right.
We got to meet her. We like gave her one of her framed clapbacks.
I love it.
And like that was so cool. And that's an example of like Kelly. And she was beaming. Kelly couldn't have been more excited for us that was happening. Like, that's so nice. Chrissy's also like really supportive.
Yeah. Not everyone who follows, that's kind of exaggeration, but a lot of people who follow, once they follow, they're real. Busy Phillips is like
amazing.
Who
Jenny
else?
Mullen, Gary Jannetty, yeah. Brad Goreski.
Wow.
I don't know, that everybody's so nice. I'm not saying that because I don't want to say anything bad. I'm genuinely saying we have never, us personally, have any negative interaction with any celebrity. And they've never asked us to delete anything.
Wow.
It's, yeah,
that's incredible.
Crazy. Yeah, it is.
Can we talk about the Kardashians?
Yes, please.
Are you kidding? Okay. I thought you never asked.
So
I can't believe you waited this long.
How dare I? Okay, so the stuff that goes down with them, because they are known to be so calculated, you know, and so in control and so manipulative, and that's why they're so famous, and that's why they still have the show, and they are who they are. But when they're like, what's the deal with, like, it must have been months ago, but when the girls, the sisters, were fighting on Twitter about, you know, Kourtney and being what the least interesting Kardashian to look at, do we think is that a real fight or is that a fake fight?
No, that was fake. I mean, I think the fight on the show was real. The Twitter back and forth was like so fake and calculated for the sake of the show. And please, it was the night they were live tweeting the episode as we were all watching it.
Right.
And I think they were just like, let's stir the pot a little.
Listen, the bottom line with the Kardashians is that they know that their loyal followers / fans, or even not fans, just people that are obsessed with following them, like, they can basically do no wrong. You know what I mean? There's very few things that they could do that would really make people that are already diehard, like, stop caring.
No,
all
like
of a sudden.
I literally like loathe them half the time, and I still psychotically watch a show with my remote in hand to pause it, rewind it, like take notes, scream at the TV, and then like watch it 15 times more. Like, I'm addicted to it.
They have fully created a cultural phenomenon, and like for anybody, that's why we personally happen to be like very big fans, but totally recognize if you're not, that's fine. But it's like you cannot deny the fact that they have created something that's insane. Like, insane. We've never seen this with any other celebrity. I think they have totally revolutionized like fame in certain ways. I think, and like Tom, if you agree, Julie, one of the craziest was when there was all that rumors about like RP and Ariana together. It was speculated, but nobody could really believe it. And then she commented on his picture and we posted it. I'm not kidding, 2 minutes after. And we literally made the caption, posted this too quick to even think of a caption. And I'm not kidding you, within 10 minutes, it was everywhere, like
everywhere.
Ariana Grande confirms romance with Pete Davidson via a cryptic Instagram comment, which
I have chills.
It was crazy. Right. That was big. And then also, like, unrelated but still kind of really funny, is someone commented on Gwyneth Paltrow's picture asking if she was Becky with the good hair, and she was like
just like a random anybody,
random,
right?
like troll follower,
she was, and like, she god, was like, no.
God no.
Heavens no, I would never.
Wait, is she Becky with the good hair? Wait, do you guys know why Solange was so mad at Jay-Z in the elevator?
That's why. Not because of Gwyneth, but that's when that came out.
Now, I feel like you guys have the answers to everything. Wait, who killed JFK?
Lyndon B. Johnson, obviously. He wanted to be president. Are you kidding?
Have you guys ever been like so crazy off on something? I recently did something so stupid. So like in being inspired by like you guys, also inspired by Heather McMahon with like the 911, Brittany 911. I decided that I knew who the new Pete Davidson was and Ariana Grande's life, because I'm like obsessed with her. I was so excited for Thank You Next. It wasn't my favorite video, but like whatever, I digress. But afterwards I was following her obsessively on her story, and there was this guy that was constantly in pictures with her, and I was like, he was in the video, they were at Disney World, she was always tagging him, she's always laughing at him. We know from Pete likes a funny guy, it turns out. So I posted like, I know who she's dating next, and everyone's like, yo, you fucking old lady, that's her best friend from when she was on Victorious.
I knew that's what you were gonna say.
I felt so stupid.
I know, but how good would you have felt if you were like,
right? But like, I'm still holding out. I mean, maybe. No, is he gay?
I don't know if he's gay.
I think it's a hard no, but I respect your commitment to the cause.
My enthusiasm.
Yes, I do.
I also had another. Okay, I had another Ariana and Pete moment where I was just looking at her account and she posted a picture. I don't know, just of her doing something. And then Pete commented something to the effect of, I should have fucking screenshotted it. He commented something to the effect of, and obviously this was while they were still together, but this is like right before they broke up. So I'm like, oh my God, I knew it was going to happen.
Right.
He said something like, oh yeah, have fun when you're like not with me or whatever. And then she replied and said something like, oh my God, please give me a break. You're sitting right next to me as you write that. But I thought,
I think we saw that.
That is shady. And like, it's like, it reminds me of like when my girlfriend travels for work and I'm like, get jealous that she's away from me. And so I could see me posting something like kind of like bitchy and snarky if I had like one too many glasses of wine.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel like that, like there for me, there was something there that of like,
well, that's what do you, are you thinking of what I'm thinking of?
I think so. Say it.
When Courtney posted that picture in the bikini and Eunice commented and was like, oh, yep. So this is what you need to do to get likes. And they broke up like a week later, 2 weeks later.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So when stuff like that goes down, do you think that like they're already over and they just haven't actually come out and announced it yet? Or do you think that we're actually watching like an actual Instagram fight in a relationship?
I think we're watching, in that particular example, I think we were watching an actual Instagram fight. I think that what happened there specifically is that if you have been in the Kardashian clan for long enough, you understand that, like, as you said, everything they do is calculated, and you can't make a major announcement without major consultation. Eunice, he's brand new to this. He has no idea.
Right.
So to him, leaving that kind of comment that may have aired some of their, quote, dirty laundry to the world is not a big deal to him. Meanwhile, to a Kardashian, that's massive.
Do you think that's the reason why they actually ended up breaking up, because of that careless comment?
I think they were on the rocks already.
But we always say, right? That like, I think he was not willing to be controlled by Kris Jenner. Not that she's, I'm not saying she's controlling.
No, she is.
But you know what I'm saying?
I'll say it.
If you're going to be,
And from a business, like, I don't think he was willing to kind of like stay in the lane of that.
And so that was like his like little bratty, like pouty tantrum moment.
Yeah.
Right.
And he paid for it.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, one, he deleted the comment. Two, we didn't post it purposely because it was getting so much press anyway. And we were like, I don't even like him. I don't support this comment. Like, we don't want to give into this.
Right.
Like, let her wear
that's
a bikini.
That's also such a good example.
That's a comment, a perfect example of a comment we won't post. Like, she looked amazing in this bikini. And if you, your own insecurity is jealous of her posting, like, with her ass out, like, that's your problem.
Guys, it's time for just a quick interruption of the podcast to talk about one of our new sponsors. I'm so excited. BetterHelp.com. Yes, it's like my dreams and prayers of therapy and counseling have been answered. So is there something that maybe interferes with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? If so, BetterHelp Online Counseling is there for you. Yes, you heard me. It's therapy and counseling online. It's so easy and convenient and so delicious, and I love it. So BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are specialized in all the issues like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, you name it, they've got it. And by the way, I've got all of the above. And the point is, so does everybody else. We've all got issues, man. I think it's your job as a human to seek counseling to better yourself. If you are a member of this society and earth, you owe the rest of the people in the world to be more self-aware. And that's why I love counseling and therapy. So you get to connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. Anything you share is obviously confidential, and it's the best part, so convenient. You can get help literally on your own time, at your own pace, in your own space. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist. Like, I get to text with my therapist. Whatever therapist I choose, I apologize to you in advance. I'm going to be texting you all day long. And if you're not happy with your counselor, you can actually request a brand new one anytime at no additional charge. This is just like all things perfect. And best of all, it's truly affordable. And I love that. That's an affordable option, because sometimes people get scared of counseling and therapy. Like, maybe it's not going to be, you know, affordable in your budget, but this absolutely is. And my listeners, of course, of Taste of Taylor get 10% off your first month with discount code TOT. So why not get started today? I know I'm signing up right this second. Go to betterhelp.com/TOT. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor that you're going to love. And again, don't forget, if you don't love, you're going to find one you do love. Betterhelp.com/TOT. And now back to the podcast. Okay, who do you think is the next celebrity couple who's on the rocks, who's we're going to see break up? Is there anybody like in the churn that you have seen subtle things here and there?
I think that Courtney and Scott could get back together. I'm not saying definitely, but I think that we're headed in that direction.
Really?
Well, we have been discussing this at length. And last night when she posted that picture saying co-parenting, did you see it?
Mm-mm.
So she posted a picture late last night at like 12 p.m. our
That's
time
I didn't see
in
it.
New York. I mean, 12 a.m. our time in New York. She posted a picture of they were on a bed and Scott was in the background, like sitting on the
bed. Scott's like so off to the corner of the bed. Like he's like trying to stay out of trouble as much as he can. Yeah. Like, and she's sprawled laying across.
Oh, no, but he's sitting with the daughter.
Yeah, he's sitting with Penelope.
Right.
And she's sprawled across the bed, like in its very sexy pose. And the caption is co-parenting.
Huh.
Everyone, we posted it because like Chloe commented something on it and everyone was like, they went crazy. Like, this is so disrespectful to Sophia. How dare, like, she like, oh, this is so stepping over so many boundaries, which like, I don't know if I agree with, but I think that.
Oh, give me a break. They have a family together. Like,
right.
Whatever.
But just as what you were saying is like, when you can see the little things start to change in a relationship, when things are good versus when things are bad, like, yep. When things are bad between Courtney and Scott, he's not on her social media at all.
At all.
When they're good, all of a sudden she's posted like numerous pictures of them.
Right.
So that's the reason why I think we could be headed towards that kind of reconciliation.
What do we think also about Pete Davidson blocking Ariana Grande? I mean, you know, is that petty? Like, should he not? Like, what's with the block? Because I try to, when I think about celebrities, I try to relate to my own life. Like, blocking someone's a pretty fucking big deal, right? You're like, I'm mad at you, and I want everyone to see it.
No, I totally understand what you're saying, and, like, respect that opinion in, like, real life, like, in our own worlds, like, us being non-celebrities, but...
So you're saying stars, they're not just like us?
That's just it.
Don't tell us. Weekly.
Breaking news.
Stars are just like us. No, they're fucking not.
They're really rich. Nothing like us.
I think that in this particular instance, I don't blame him at all, because I think that he went, regardless of what happened, I think he was in a lot of pain, which as we know, he obviously was and voiced that. And I think that seeing her on his social media was potentially just too painful.
Yeah.
Like I genuinely
think it was a mental health thing.
It was a mental health thing. And I really honestly don't. And also we like know some people that know him, and like,
yeah,
it doesn't seem like that was coming from a place of,
and she didn't interpret it as such because she like knows him well enough to know. Yeah. Actually, that makes sense. I remember, it's so funny again, but like, you know, from celeb world to real world, when I got a divorce, I remember my husband, I call him that.
Ooh.
He said to
Ooh,
me,
I love that.
Thank you. You can use it. You just have to credit me at Taylor Strecker. Okay. So, but he said to me, I'm going to unfollow you on Instagram. I don't want to see your life. It's just like too painful. And I was like, ditto. And I'm going to unfollow you. for the same reasons. And I remember he unfollowed some of my friends, and I got a call from one of my best friends, and she was like, Wespin just unfollowed me on Instagram. And I'm like, first of all, bitch, why are you fucking calling me? We're divorced. But I was, and I said, listen, don't take it personally. I don't think he wants to see me in his feed. And I think that that's like a totally, like, I totally respect him making that decision. But yeah, I mean, these are like, because we live so much of our lives on social media, I mean, it, you have to handle it like a very human thing. Even though it feels so far away from being a real person, we live our lives there.
Right.
I know. It's really true. It's very crazy. We have experienced in the last 5 years a total change in the way that we, all of us, like, operate. And I think sometimes we're not even that conscious of it. And then we take a step back and we're like, wait, why am I at this amazing concert? And my first thought is like, I have to take a picture.
I know.
You know,
like, but you have to, right? Wait, I mean, do we have, but you do have to.
Were you even there? You know, pictures are,
if you don't have the receipts, you definitely weren't there.
Exactly.
Even though you were fully enjoying it.
Right. It's so crazy.
It is so crazy.
That's why when your phone dies, although it's equally as anxiety provoking and liberating, you know?
So what are your, like, days like? I mean, literally, start to finish. When do you get up? What's your sleep schedule like? Like, I really, like, are you guys glued to your phones?
Yes.
Yes. I have my screen time on now, which is, like, a scary thing.
And how bad is it?
It's bad.
Yeah, give it to me.
I can pull it up.
Yep, maybe. I want to see how much screen time. Well, and the thing is, and there's all these articles about, like, screen time so bad, right? But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's your job.
Oh, right. It is our job, yeah.
When did you guys, like, when did this become, like, two friends just having fun with each other and then to, like, a business and then, but, like, just a concept, right? And then to, like, the holy shit moment. That's my question I ask everybody on this podcast is, like, when was your holy shit moment? Like, this is, we've got something.
Our holy shit moment was in February of this year. First off, we were at 80,000 in February. We're now about to hit 1 million.
Holy shit! Yeah. I just had my moment.
Yeah, which is like crazy how that happened.
I've been following you guys for a while now, so I guess I just haven't been checking your numbers. But
yeah, no, it's it was like how it was really rapid how it happened. But the holy shit moment, 1,000%, and I think we will say this like till the day we die was. What happened was Kelly Rupp had been
following
the account.
This was like the start.
This was the start.
You guys are on a first name basis with celebrities. It's fucking cool.
It's so weird. I can't believe this is our life. So what happened was, it's like literally my favorite story ever. Okay. So we got, someone wrote an article about us for a Dutch publication and we posted it. And
a Dutch publication.
Yeah. And we thought that was really cool. And at the time
we had to translate that shit, right?
Right. And like, we're like, oh wow. Like, look at us.
I was like, I was in Amsterdam. I know what it says.
So we posted and we're like, guys, we've gone international. We put it on our story. Someone responds that works for MTV UK and was like, MTV France, and was like, actually.
I was about to say, the country of origin changes every time we tell this story.
I always forget which MTV it was, but it was MTV France. And she responds and is like, yes, you definitely have gone international. I actually work for MTV France and I just put your Cardi B picture on the show. And we're like, so we posted it and we wrote on our story, her inbox, and said, this is insane. I'm telling you right now, if CBC makes it to Live with Kelly and Ryan, we're going to lose it. We didn't tag her. We just wrote that. Kelly Ripa responds to the story. Keep in mind, Julie is in school and I'm at grad school at my field work in the South Bronx, like doing therapy with the kids. I had just finished a session with one of my students, and she responds and says, done, ! And I said to Julie, Kelly just jammed us. And we open and I'm like, I'm going to have a heart attack. Like, what do you mean? And she's like, you got it. Like, I will mention you tomorrow. And I'm like, oh my God. And we have this very funny back and forth. Okay. So that's part one of the story that night. And she's saying how she's at the dentist and she's like, sorry, if I can't, I'm not texting, I'm not wearing my glasses, whatever. Okay. That night she posts a picture of herself from the dentist and she's wearing this whole like crazy thing in her mouth. And right. Mark, her husband, comments like something like cute about how she looks sexy, even with this like crazy mouth gear. She then responds. So I said to her, I have a question. I'm like, we're about to post this Mark comment, but can I post your inbox also from today? And right. She's like, of course. Which, by the way, just to backtrack for a second, the whole thing about creating that loyalty with celebrities is never posting anything without asking them in terms
never.
Of like contact.
Yeah. Never.
So I asked her, can we do it? And she's like, of course. So we posted this whole thing and we were like, here's a story about how we knew Kelly Ripa was at the dentist all day, but didn't say a word. Like it was a joke. The next day she's on Live and we were like, is she actually going to mention it? We didn't know like if she was kind of just saying it. And I get out of the shower and I hear Kelly like, so I follow this account on Instagram called Comments by Celebs.
We're
and
like, all of a sudden, holy shit.
All of a sudden our phones start, we gained probably 10,000 followers.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was just like the follows started coming in and for at least 3 minutes.
Yeah.
She was talking about
it. But then it hit each code, like then it hit each time zone. So like the follows came in again and then it hit like
That's crazy.
It was the
And then you thought, we've got something here. And so then did your mentality of the way you approached it change, or no? You just stayed on the course.
The only thing that I think, like, our integrity and, like, our, like, morals and ethics associated with it have always been the same from our first post. Literally our first post, there was one caption that we wanted to make that was, like, a little negative about, like, Kim or someone, and we were like, no, because we don't want to now in a year have them be like, oh, we know we won't do this with you because you said this or did this.
Oh man, so, I really wish I met you guys like 10 years ago. Because I grew up in a time where, like, right, that salacious, gossipy nastiness, like, that gotcha. Like, radio was gotcha. Like Jenny McCarthy would, like, applaud herself when Tara Reid walked out of an interview. Like, if I pushed someone so far that they walked out of an interview, I'd feel sad, like, in my real life for, like, forever. Like, I had a bad Justin Bieber interview. I wasn't allowed to take a picture. I'll never get over that shit. Right. You know what I mean? But, like, that's the thing. It's, like, I grew up in such a gotcha time, and now you guys are, like, you guys are the next generation of I mean, celebrity coverage. And it's honest, but it's still nice.
It's nice. Right. It really is. Our goal is never maliciousness, like, ever.
So you don't have to be nasty to get ahead.
Don't have to be nasty to get ahead. And it's like, it sounds so like flowers and rainbows and whatever, but it's really true. Like, that is the only reason we've been so successful.
But you guys still get good shit. That's the thing. That's the difference. Because, like, OK Magazine, like, was bad because it was like the Let's Kiss Celebrity Butthole magazine, right? You know, it was too, like, saccharine-y. But you guys have found this, like, happy middle ground somehow.
Because I think what it is that it's just what they're saying.
Right.
So it's not like it's not like we have to kiss everyone. It's just, here's what they said, and we're putting it out for you to see it. And if it's negative, we're not going to post it. And I think that's kind of it.
And also the fact that I think, I want to remember what something I was going to say before, but I think also, like, totally going off of what you just said, is the fact that people that have been following for a while feel like they're now in the know. Like, when Ryan Reynolds comments something witty on Blake's, it's like,
classic Ryan.
Like we now know that that's a thing. Like, we now have this look into their relationship that we never had before. You know
and
what
they
I mean?
Love that we could see that.
And they love that
they're posting it publicly for a reason. They want people to see it. So they love that you guys are highlighting it, because it's like, it's bringing in a whole new dynamic to their relationship and them as individuals as well. Like, I never realized Blake Lively had such great sense of humor.
Right.
Exactly. And totally. Now we all know. But going back to what you said in terms of how we've changed,
yeah,
I think the biggest change that we always talk about is the fact that when we first started it was solely a hobby and also an entertainment. It was fully entertainment. And now what we recognize around February or so is, like, we're now a news source. So sometimes
you're the news. You're the news. And it actually kind of, I mean, I knew I was going to talk to you guys for, like, we've been working on getting times for like a month or two now.
Right.
But even in the last, I'm going to say 2 weeks, I've been commenting on my radio show so much. Like, I'm like, cause I do daily news on my radio show.
Right.
And I'm like, I go to Twitter. I'm sorry. Twitter and Instagram. That's where I get the majority of my news now. It's so crazy.
Right.
And then even when I go, like, through the New York Post, they're using you guys in Instagram. Twitter. It's so fucking crazy. Like, Instagram, Twitter, it's becoming the news.
I know. It's so crazy.
It's bananas.
I know. Like, we feel the exact same way. Seriously. We're like, how did we just screenshot this comment and post it, and now all of a sudden it is worldwide news that Ariana and Peter confirmed, or that Nick and Priyanka are confirmed?
It's, you guys, like, are like the Boston Globe. By the way, does the Boston Globe even exist anymore?
I have no idea.
Oh my god, will there be a movie like you, like Spotlight?
Yeah, like the post, right?
Well, speaking, you were talking about your goals, like, now, you know, that you guys are so established. Can you share what maybe some things we will probably be seeing from you in the future?
Yeah. Okay. I'll go first, and then you fill in what I missed. Because we have a little bit of separate goals in certain ways.
Fair enough.
So, okay. In terms of the brand as a whole, like, our goal is, overarching goal is to take this from just an Instagram account to more of a brand, which we're starting to do with the podcast.
Yes.
But we kind of want to take it more multi-platform, which you'll be seeing, I think, next year. Or definitely next year, some major, like, multi-platform type stuff, and probably some things in the digital space and that kind of thing, and, you know, continuing the podcast and all of that. I also think that we want to elevate the news level. So I don't know exactly what that means yet, but something in that realm, really, like, because our content is being used for news, but maybe there's an additional way to utilize that. But then what we were saying on our podcast last week, when someone asked, like, what our biggest goal was, and for me, what I said is, like, I know this sounds really ambitious and probably a little bit crazy, but we want, like, all of Hollywood to be following us, because we want them to recognize that this is actually good for your career.
Yeah.
It's positive. We're not against you. We're with you. And like, don't be afraid of it. Like, celebrate it. And the perfect example is the fact that Julia Roberts turned off her comments, except for people who she follows, because she was like afraid of the negativity that could arise. And like, I totally get that. I think that it's really scary to be trolled in general as a celebrity or not.
Being
like,
trolled sucks. Do you guys get trolled?
We're private. Oh, you mean like our main account?
Yes.
Very rarely.
Well, it's not really against us. It's like, if we, because of this positivity that we've built and we've put it out there so much, it's not that we screwed ourselves over, but if we do something that's like the slightest bit negative,
I know.
It's people are like, how dare you? You've built such an amazing, and I get it. Like, if we're going to constantly say this is like so great, so positive, we're keeping it 100%, then right. Like, I get people's reaction to that, but sometimes I think it's a little unwarranted.
You know, well, they're not giving you the benefit of the doubt. Right. I get that, because like, I would say my brand, and I actually discovered it through my audience, is like everyone's best friend, which is a fucking great brand, but sometimes I'm a bitch. So if I'm a bitch.
As everyone's best friend is, though.
Right, but then when I'm doing, if I do anything that's not best friendy, I'm like, get so destroyed. Hard, and right? I'm like, I'm a human. I'm flawed. I can only, you know, be so good all the time. So I feel you on that. And I'm like, and I want to say, like, guys, give me the benefit of the doubt.
Oh my right. God. That yesterday we posted, this was the most angering one ever. You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, I know.
We posted a picture. It was a picture of Joe Biden that the Shade Room posted that said, like, Joe Biden's, it was a headline. And it was a picture of him. And Tamara Braxton commented, like, ooh, I'm telling you, he is so fine. Like, the Monica Lewinsky in me is like going crazy or something.
That which was is just such so a good hysterical. Comment.
It's so funny. Like, she's
complimenting him.
She's complimenting Joe. Oh my God, I can't believe that you would promote this with Monica. You know, it's like basically saying that we were totally discounting
like,
Monica
like
Lewinsky.
Woman shaming Monica. Yeah. No, give me a break. That's her story. Please.
And also, like, the thing that always frustrates us a little that we still haven't fully grasped is like, we didn't comment that. We didn't say it. Like,
right.
And it's so frustrating sometimes. We're like,
the responsibility
so
you
funny.
Have,
like,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
And we, seriously, I don't know what other people with accounts do. So, like, I can't say that we do it more. But I'm telling you, we go through literally the most extensive checklist for every single post about, could this potentially be offensive to, da 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 da, could this potentially be construed as da da da. And there are so many things we don't post, even though that's not the intention, but because, like, it could maybe be.
Right.
So, we get extra frustrated when that happens.
Because you have such integrity.
We try so hard to be, like, good. And, you know, no, we're not perfect. But, like, it's so frustrating.
It's so frustrating because I think something that happens that people are so quick to, like, they're so quick to call out. And they think they're, like, being these, like, heroes by calling out, like, you know, injustices and all these tiny things. And, like, how dare you put somebody down? And it's, like,
it's a sensitivity police. They're on high alert always.
It's, like, some people just, they're not doing it with the intention of being malicious. And I think people have gotten, like, have a really hard time understanding that concept now.
Yeah.
They think that everything that you post that's slightly negative or slightly offensive was done with the intention to offend somebody. And sometimes you're just,
it is
slipped
what it
through
is.
And you didn't realize that people were going to take it like that.
Exactly. And so then all you can do is what? Apologize and then
exactly.
just take
or
it
just
away.
Or just delete it.
Or just delete it.
That's just right. what we
exactly.
do.
Any other dreams that you want to add on?
I don't know. Why? What were you thinking?
Oh, Beyonce.
I just want to be Beyonce so badly. It's like the only thing that I want.
She had something recently with the Lion King that she deleted. Why did she delete her Lion King post?
Oh my God, she did. She commented on something. I don't know if we spoke about this because I wasn't sure if it was her.
It was the Lion King film. They have an account. And so she.
But it wasn't a real account. It was like, that's why she deleted it. I don't know. Did we even speak
about
that?
Oh, did she get confused and go onto a fake account?
I have no idea.
I do that all the time.
Beyonce has never commented a thing in her life. Like,
why?
Ever.
Why?
Because she's like. Talk about somebody. Okay, Beyonce is the exception to the rule.
Yes.
It's always been kind of, and this is something that we talk about a lot, where celebrity and their social media, they used to keep it so calculated because it was like, it was this esteem of celebrity that no one could obtain. And it was like, people loved looking at them and they were so unattainable and they were so perfect in social media. And celebrities have kind of realized now that they can't keep their accounts like that. People want them to be
authentic.
Personable and authentic. And that's how they stay relevant. Beyonce does not need to do that bullshit. Beyonce can stay the queen and do whatever she needs to do and post very calculated exactly how she wants it. So she's not just going around commenting. She doesn't need to. There's no reason for her to. But I saw this on Twitter. I didn't even see it in the comment section that The Lion King, an account with, like, again, like 200 something followers, had posted the promo for it, and she commented just a lion and a heart.
That was it. No, a lion and a crown.
A lion and a crown.
Like, yep.
Lion King, whatever.
Yeah.
So
literally,
I
lion
went
King.
To go look for that comment when I saw it, and it wasn't there. So I was like, maybe somebody photoshopped that picture and had put it on Twitter, and all the comments on there was like, I was only here to see Beyonce's comment. I was only, which yes. just goes to show also like how crazy people have gotten about the comments, because it was a two emojis. That's it. And people went crazy for a
crazy.
Comment that may not have even been there in the first place.
Right. I saw it. I saw a screenshot of her and her and the emojis. Yes.
Which is crazy.
Crazy.
It's insane.
So meet Beyonce. That's in the future.
Meet Beyonce. But I mean, all of those goals are like exactly like we're so aligned in that with what we want, which is great. Because yep. I think it'd be really hard if one of us was like, oh, I want to be a TV personality. And one of us was like, no, I want to, you know, and we're so aligned with like, we really want to be behind the scenes. Like, I you love really when do. Our personalities get to come out, and yep. I would love for our personalities to come out a little more, but not. I don't want that to be the brand.
Well, there also is some anonymity, because you guys obviously have a podcast, but there is some anonymity to audio. Doesn't it feel, yeah. it feels like slightly
it's
anonymous.
So intimate, first off. And second of all, it's like, I really like, you know, we're in this like age now, I feel like in 2018, where people are really straying away from like judging based on looks, right? Like that's like you really get shamed for doing so, like making a comment, whatever.
You can.
And like, I think that's amazing that that's like become a thing.
Me too.
But, you know, but it's human nature that everybody inherently just like judges, even if you don't say anything in your mind, when you see someone, the first thing you do is judge them. Not
women have to pass so many more tests than men do.
Totally.
It's right. very unfair. And it's right. subconscious. You're right.
Totally. And like, Julie and I like are like confident in ourselves, and it has nothing to do with that, but it's like there for a change, it's really nice to be solely judged based on your like intelligence, your wit, your content, mm-hmm. and your voice.
And that's yep. it. Right.
And that's it. And so like, listen, of course we're gonna be doing like probably live things and okay, if we're on a couple things, but we would never want like us to be like and the vanity behind it to like be the brand, because that's not how this started, and like that's not what we want it to be. We wanna be as like the businesswomen and the creators behind it, but not like these personalities.
Yeah, and there is some anonymity to you guys, which I respect so much. Thank you guys are changing the game, and also you're doing it with integrity and setting good messages for women. I mean, women, you drive me crazy. I love The Housewives, I love Bravo, but it was always like, hey gorgeous, hey beautiful. It's like, can we stop with like that being the way we're talking to each other? It shouldn't be about the physical. It should be about like, you're smart, you're funny. It's more personality based and merit based than like physical based. Like your physical appearance is such bullshit.
It's such bullshit, but we're so saturated in it. Like, and we're definitely getting away from it than like we were 10 years ago or so, but you know, we're still in it because that's just it's human nature.
Well, I'm obsessed with you guys. I'm obsessed with what you're doing. I love following your Instagram at Comments by Celebs. Also guys, of course, check out their podcast Comments by Celebs, where they break all this stuff down. You guys are awesome.
Thank
like you. I bow down. Can I ask you one last question?
Yeah, sure. Of course.
How old are you guys? You don't have to say if you don't want to.
No, we can say. I'm 24.
I'm 22.
I'm gonna go kill myself. No, I love you guys. You guys keep me young. Yeah. I'm like a combination of like the mom from Mean Girls and like, I don't know, Bette Midler in Hocus Pocus.
I
want to suck the fucking shit out of your soul. You guys,
I love it.
Thank you so much for joining me. You
thank
are
you
the best.
Us.
I'm obsessed with you guys. And you guys, thank you for tuning in to this week's Taste of Taylor. I hope you learned a thing or two. I definitely did. And make sure to share this podcast with your friends at Taste of Taylor. Make sure to subscribe, to comment, steal your friend's phone, subscribe. And we'll see you back next week. Bye, girl. Bye. Did you enjoy this taste of me? Want more? Then go to taylorstrecker.com and sign up for my daily talk radio show, The Taylor Strecker Show, and listen live or on demand.